We have a holy man of God in our midst, our set visionary in this house. I must ask you now no longer to be silent prayers and watchers only, but we now, as a church family, must go on the offensive, defending our man of God. See, you must understand that this is a spiritual battle, and the Bible tells us just what the enemy wishes to do. Smite the shepherd, you scatter the sheep. Smite the visionary, you kill the vision. And that is just what these liars, and they are being used by the father of lies and rumors, are set to do. They're set to smite the shepherd so the vision cannot happen. It is small-minded people who have left us long ago, who couldn't carry on with this vision, that are yelling and screaming these rumors. They're not people from here. I sit as a council member on the board on your behalf in business meetings. And those people that spread rumors, I have yet to see who they are. They're not in any of the meetings I'm at. So how can they know my business? But let me say this to you, beloved, and I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at the devil. I'm 100% Italian. If this was a mafia family and one of our associates got attacked, people would be graveyard dead. You don't come after one of my family and not get hurt. You come at me with a bat, I'll come at you with a gun. You come at me with a gun, I'll come at you with a bazooka. You better get out of my face with this mess. And that's the attitude that we need to take now. Do not sit silent any longer. Open your mouth. Lift up your voice as a trumpet and tell these folks they are liars, they're coming from the father of lies, and the truth is not in them.